The Today FM Breakfast Podcast sounds great everywhere you are in Australia. And now you can discover your own backyard for less with the Qantas Australia-wide sale. Book by 11th of Feb at Qantas.com or visit your travel agent. T's and C's apply.
Hey there, everyone. It's the podcast.
Oh, do you know that? You figured out the words for the song? Actually, Ash, are we going to get the podcast song right today?
Podcast song. Let's do the podcast song.
Ash isn't listening. She's putting an Instagram filter on Grant.
I'm making Grant turn you into a wabbit.
Look how cute you are.
Right. See, he plays along. I say, get that thing off me. Okay. He does rabbit mime.
Put the phone down. We need the podcast rundown. Song, Ash.
Podcast. What you gonna do when we listen to you?
Hang on,
What you gonna do when we're not listening? They're listening to us.
Yeah.
What we're gonna do when we talk for you?
When we talk for you, that's good.
Do you want it from the top?
3, 2, 1. Podcast. What you gonna do when we talk to you? I forgot what we're gonna do.
That's fine. It's a work in progress.
That was pretty good. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Have a nice podcast.
Love you guys.
Love you, podcast. Just as a medium.
Yeah.
So yeah, well done.
You do love podcasts. Business Wars.
The inventor of podcast, David Podcast. Thank you so much for all your work.
Not true.
Just so you know, how excited Ash is this morning. Only 30 seconds ago, she went, "Oh, wait. Is it Friday?"
I mean, not that I don't want to come in every single morning at, 5 a.m. to do this show, but I'm stoked about the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sweet Lord, it's baby Jesus.
Friday, guys.
I got to see Charlie in the Chocolate Factory tonight. It'll be Sailor's first ever live performance.
Oh, she'll love it.
She'll go mental.
You know, she'll want to be on this, she's already a born performer, but this is going to ignite something.
I don't know if you've seen, her YouTube video where she did Prank Day. That's her first proper YouTube video, but I think she's going to end up on stage.
Absolutely. And Scout will be in jail.
Yep. We know that as fact. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about that today, actually. Your 3-year-old, her Netflix suggestions are somewhat alarming.
Yeah. But not surprising.
No, Netflix are onto her. They also realise
really
she's a psychopath.
plus, one of the greatest celebrity feuds. We thought it had come to an end.
Yeah.
But it has been reunited with Hugh Jackman dropping an F-bomb.
Bloke from Maths?
No, it's not him.
No.
He's not a celebrity. Well, he will be for another day and a half before we forget about him and he just disappears into a non-existence where he belongs.
You've made him a celebrity, putting him in the news overnight after the way you handled things.
We had dinner last night and he explained some of his views and I've really come around.
Thinking. Since you went him and it went all over the news, it's meant that for the first time ever, you have finally appeared in TiffXO's Insta story. Congratulations.
You made the lineup, mate. You do exist.
Yay. She reposted the image of the article with one of those emojis where it's like the red circle and the line through it.
Yeah, you've finally been acknowledged by your own wife on Instagram.
How does it feel?
It's all been worth it. It took the biggest dickhead in the world to bring us together. I'm happy for that.
Also need to mention that everybody that gets on the show this morning, tickets to Wet n Wild.
Stop it. You know what? 13-10-60. Let's go.
Yep.
You want some Wet n Wild tickets? You're getting them right now. 13-10-60.
You call us, you get on air, you're off to Wet n Wild.
Hey, you know that famous feud between Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
I know it's one of your favourite things, Ed.
It's been gone for a while, this one. They really don't like each other.
Well, you know what? It's come to a truce.
Good.
They've finally laid down the guns. It got pretty serious there for a while. Remember Hugh Jackman was encouraging everybody to wee on Ryan Reynolds, Hollywood star, the Walk of Fame. And then he made a political ad in return and said that people posing with Hugh Jackman on Instagram were actually protesters. It was getting pretty ugly.
And they got other celebrities involved. John Krasinski was in there. So they were Jake Gyllenhaal, they were pulling other famous people in. It got out of control. And we were all here for it, given Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds, two of the nicest men in the world.
I know, and we were both sitting on the sidelines just loving it, just drinking it in. But however, so they've laid down their guns right now, and as a show of goodwill, Ryan Reynolds has now promised to make this wonderful ad for Hugh Jackman's coffee company called Laughing Man Coffee. He claims it cost $1 million. It looks completely lavish.
Very legit.
Wow. This is what sealed the deal. Have a listen.
Can a cup of coffee be a superhero? Because Laughing Man beans are born with a special power. Sure, it's the best tasting coffee in the market. Yeah, it awakens your senses with unbelievable flavor. But it also lifts up communities around the world in the form of housing and scholarships. And Hugh could be behind such a heroic company. Hugh guessed it. My friend, Hugh Jackman, the loving and caring man who created Laughing Man. Make every cup count.
Oh, so beautiful, isn't it?
Did you say $1 million for that ad? That's what he said?
Because
that's exactly the amount, because I'm reading this today, that Clive Palmer spent on his ad so far. Which one do we think was better?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ryan Reynolds.
The sweaty man in the close-up?
I don't think so.
Well, you know, okay. So Ryan's got a gin company, right? So then as part of this truce coming to this, you know, if you do one for my coffee company and then Hugh said, okay, I'll work on one for your gin company.
Aviation gin. Here's Hugh's ad.
I'm not quite ready to show mine yet, but let's just cut for a second. No, it's not almost finished. Just some color correcting
a
little bit.
No, let's just roll it. Come on, I can't wait to see it. Go. Roll it.
Ryan Reynolds is a complete and total. The gin's pretty great, though. I'll have to try it someday. Sorry, man. I didn't think the truce was actually real.
That's like seeing your parents have sex is hearing Hugh Jackman say the F word.
How weird was it to hear him swear?
I don't reckon
he swore. I reckon he said beep under the beep.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the great thing about being married, Ash, and that you'll find this out, is that you can never go too low. There's always somewhere there to catch you. But
that's good.
You can also sometimes not be able to fly too high because... It's a great leveler, as they say. The other day we were talking about my lovely wife, Tiff, came on to talk about the time that she dated a stripper.
I remember.
Yeah. And you two, being the sort of lowbrow perverts that you are, kind of moved the topic predictably towards the bedroom. This is what happened.
Is he a good lover, Tiff? Is he good in the sack?
Ed?
You don't. That's so embarrassing.
You don't have to.
But he is, right?
You don't have to.
Well, I married the guy.
That's good. She complimented you in front of the whole city.
Feel like she was going to say, oh, Ed, ew, I thought was going to come out of her mouth. But she sort of gathered it up.
No, mate, more than that. She paid me a big compliment. Yeah. Well, I married the guy. Like, he's the best.
Obviously, he's got a massive heart.
Ah, look what she did there. That almost
you thought I was
going to
say penis, but I said heart.
Big heart on.
And, oh,
God.
We need some sort of... Yeah, thank you. Survey did not love that one.
Deserved that.
So we're at home. I go home that night and she's like, oh, you know, that was a bit of fun. I was like, yeah, that was a good chat. And then you said, they asked you whether I was good in bed or not. And you said, yeah, you know, well, I married the guy. And she was looking at her phone. And without looking up, she goes, yeah, because I'm stuck now, you know.
What the hell?
No. Realised what she did. Realised what she did. Looked up from her phone and went, but in a good way. Tomorrow night, Eurovision Australia Decides on SBS at 8:30. And the host of Eurovision/Australia Decides, Joel Creasy. Hello, mate.
Good morning. Yay. Can you believe SBS are doing this? This is massive. This is like Australian Idol. I feel like James Matheson.
Yeah, you don't feel like Andrew G?
No, well, hey, it's Osha.
No, we're talking about Australian Idol. That was Andrew G.
OG.
I had such a crush on him. I loved him. Australian Idol was my childhood. I cried when Cosima DeVito was eliminated. I didn't go to school the day after Ricky Lee got knocked
really?
Out. Yeah. No, seriously, I got the day off.
So did you like long-haired Andrew G or short-haired Andrew G or all the Andrew Gs?
Any which way Andrew G, I was fine with.
Any which way Andrew G. There's another show we could put on. Mr. Creasy, what's the premise of this one, man? What are we doing in Australia Decides?
So Eurovision is in Israel in May, and normally we've had an internal selection. So we've had, you know, Jessica Malboy, Dami M. Guy and Isaiah, all brilliant artists. Now, a lot of the European countries, what they do is they do a national talent search, and it's huge in Europe, and they put up some of their biggest artists, go head-to-head to find their contestants. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Nice. And we've got 10 awesome Aussie artists that are going to compete on the Gold Coast together.
Could this increase our chances? Because we've come, like, painfully close a couple of times. Mm. But I'm still worried. It's called Eurovision, and we're not a part of Europe, so will they ever allow us to possibly win, Joel Creasy?
I hope so, because we do a really good job, and I think they really respect us, because we don't come and we don't dick around. We always put up a really good act, and that's a good question, Grant, and I think it will help our chances, because, you know, for example, in Sweden, they have a show called Melody Festival, which is pretty much the same size as Eurovision, and their artist comes in match fit. They've done the show a million times, whereas in the past, Australia's had to get to Eurovision and then begin our staging and work out what we're going to do, hopefully...
Coming in hot, Joel Creasy. We're going to come in hot.
And we should say that it's not like Israel is in Europe anyway.
No, exactly. A lot of the European
already been.
A lot of countries in Eurovision aren't in Europe.
This good is the lineup, mate.
Yeah, really good, good lineup. Give us some of them, Mr. Creasy. Who's going to be performing?
Oh, we've got everyone from Courtney Act, Electric Fields, Kate Miller-Heike, Ella Hooper, wow. Mark Vincent, Tanya Doko from Bachelor Girl, Alfie Curry, who won The Voice. It's like you've never seen acts like this go together.
Joel Creasy, can I put in one more act?
Please.
Yeah, this is a last-minute act. This could be our representative at Eurovision.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Like stage, watch the jump like a candle.
Gee, Dizzy Grant Denya. I mean, how many people did you perform in front of already at Army Fridays Live?
50,000, my friend.
Is it too late to is it too late to get Gee Dizzy in?
Well, Grant, you don't know this, but that's why I'm here this morning. You're going to Eurovision.
Yes. I need a bit of ghetto injected in them, and I'm happy to deliver it.
You're the man for the job.
Just okay. Let's. All right. Saturday, 8:30. Eurovision Australia decides with the great Joel Creasy. Good on you, bro. Speak to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
You know when you sign up for something, and at the time you're like, "Yeah, it's going to be great," like a new gym membership or a sewing club or something.
Yep.
And then when it comes around to the time to actually fulfill the commitment, you're like, I want to die. Mm-hmm. What was I thinking? I just want to stay in bed. Well, that was me yesterday. It was the fourth game of the Today FM Fatales girls netball team. A couple of the girls in the office, including Gogs, who's our newsreader, Sexy Vivi, our producer, myself, and a couple of the other girls do it every Thursday.
But the team's on a hot streak. How could you not want to be involved in a team that's winning?
Because I hate physical exercise. Right. Like I was at the beach. I was at Brunty Beach. And my husband looks over, he's like, babe, we've got to go so you can get ready for netball. And I was like, ugh. So I dragged myself back, put my gear on, and this was me sitting on the end of my bed.
So the Today FM Fatales netball game is in 45 minutes. I'm just sitting on the edge of my bed trying to think of an excuse not to go.
Now, have you ever heard me sound more dejected?
That is not you.
That's not me,
you
right?
Sound like a kid who doesn't want to go to school camp?
Yes. Exactly.
How did you go when you got there, though? When you got there, though, did you?
When
did the eye of the tiger get in you, and did you suddenly like find a level of competitiveness that you didn't know you had?
No, I didn't. Instead, I just tried to fake an injury. My ankle. Ouch! Better go home. Yeah, come on. Unfortunately, the slave driver, aka Sexy Vivi, saw me and was like, "Get up!"
It's because you
get up.
You were not going to win a Logie for that performance.
No, it was pretty bad. So Sexy Vivi makes me get on the court. And last time I played wing defense, which is
where you hide the worst player.
Exactly, pretty much. But this week they were like, come on, Ash, it's time for you to be a wing attack. And I was so nervous because I was like, first of all, my husband's there watching and I don't want to, you know, he's never seen
me do any sport.
He's a big
netball guy.
Second of all, I don't really know the rules and I feel like the word attack means that you have to be better because it's like attack and, you
it
know.
Is, yeah.
So we get on the court, first of all, and I don't play a lot of any sports. And I think, you know what, it's weird in netball. You get teamed up with another person, you're on them for the next 40 minutes, you should introduce yourself, right?
Yeah.
So I thought it was normal. So I'm there on the court. I turn around to the wing defense and I go, hi, by the way, my name's Ash. I put my hand out for a handshake thinking, God, the sportsmanship is alive. And she just looks at me and goes, okay.
Oh.
Like doesn't even say her name back.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, okay, she wants to be serious. Then I dominated.
Yeah.
It's like the power of the wing attack gods came upon me. I was like catching the ball. I was passing it to Kiri, who was the goal shooter. I was on fire. But I was so on fire that I didn't realize that on the court there was trouble brewing.
Was there?
Trouble brewing.
On a game of non-contact netball.
Exactly. So Em, who is our promos girl, she's on our team. She's a lovely girl. She's, you know, like really
she's sunny.
Sunny, like she comes in and you just feel better. I didn't know that the girl that was on M was giving her trouble. Was you know at one point refused to stand next to her.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it wasn't until the game ends we win. By the way, by 15 points because we are unstoppable. Four out of four. Much to be thanked to M's amazing prowess on the court.
Oh, right, she's good. Yeah.
So it turns out this girl had been giving her crap all game because Em had been dominating her pretty much. Right. So then Em goes up to her afterwards and he's like, hey, tries to make a truce. The girl then goes her.
What?
And then the Lebanese in me, I realize, I'm like, what's going on? I turn around and I start walking. I'm going to get involved. And like Sexy Vivi is pretty much holding me back. Like, don't. it's not competitive. So then I just had to go to the umpires and say, just so you know, and I dobbed on her.
Yeah.
I dobbed on her. And said, not even making it fun. And then Em was ready to cry. So I did a hip, hip hooray for Em because we're the real winners. And I'm like, it's, thank you very much.
Magical. Like,
they're jealous of the Today FM Fatale's talent, taking it way too seriously. She wouldn't even introduce herself to me. Like, if someone says, hi, I'm Ash, you don't say, okay. You say, hi, I'm Tracy.
Does she not know that you hang out with rappers all the time?
Thank you.
Totally drive
I'm cool.
By her.
We could have been friends. She could have been my plus one to a Shawn Mendes concert.
Hello?
Just saying. Could have been the start
now,
of something.
Loser. Could have worn your bibs. Could have worn your bibs and been sat together all
bibs.
The time.
And by the way, never smell those bibs because it is like 25 taxis. In one.
She is angry.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London is to subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
Alphabet. 7:08. This is Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli, and Ash London. Grant, let's give away some cash.
And maybe it could go to Ryan from Pennant Hills. Good morning, Ryan. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm feeling good.
Oh, Ryan, you sound like an absolute hero, mate. Am I correct? Are you a hero?
Yes, I am.
What happened to you 2 days ago playing soccer?
Well, there's lots of holes in our backyard and I tripped in one and, like, something popped out.
Oh, what do you mean? Like, on your leg? Like your knee?
One of our knee, on my knee.
Oh. Well, the doctors popped it back in, though, and you're ready?
Yeah,
it popped back
in yesterday, so.
All right, Ryan.
All good.
You ready to go? Here we go. 30 seconds, answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter B. B for my leg's feeling better. There you go.
Okay, got it.
10 grand if we can get them all.
Got it.
Here we go. Name something you take to school.
Backpack.
An item in a bathroom.
Bathroom.
Mode of transport.
A bus.
Disney character.
Belle.
Vegetable.
Broccoli.
Body part.
Bottom.
A movie.
Beauty and the Beast.
Boy's name.
Ben.
A sport.
Basketball.
A country.
Belgium.
Oh, okay. Well, you've given us 10 answers, Ryan, because you are a hero, but we do need to speak to our adjudicators because I'm a bit worried about your answer to items in a bathroom.
So am I.
One second, mate. That was so amazing.
So the second question was item in a bathroom. Ryan, can you remember what you said?
Bath bomb, I'm pretty sure.
Bath bomb. Well, do we need to get the audio and listen back to it?
I think I heard bathroom.
What are we going to do, adjudicators?
All right, we're going to play a song.
We're going to the audio because we're going to do this fairly, and then we will reveal the answer after this.
Ryan, you hang there. Ryan from Pennant Hills could be about to win $10,000 with Alpha Bucks Kids. We'll check the audio. We'll come back. Alpha Bucks.
I mean, this is an absolute first on Alpha Bucks Kids. It's contentious. It's stressful. It's come straight down to the line. 11-year-old Ryan from Pennant Hills was an absolute hero, smashing through his 10 questions with the letter B.
Faster than any adult I've ever heard.
Absolutely. But there was one answer that we think even Ryan knew maybe he hadn't gotten it right.
So this is the contentious one. This is possibly the one that might have cost him $10,000. We heard the answer of bathroom. Let's find out what he said. An item in a bathroom.
Bathroom.
Motor. That's clearly bathroom. even though he tried to tell us at the end that he said bath bomb.
Which I think we should give him extra points for because that means he will go far in life. Ryan, are you there, matey moo?
Yes.
You are such a legend. Congratulations. You have won $900, matey.
Thank you so much.
Well done, legend.
Thank you.
And because you were clever enough to lie to us, you also get a double pass to Wet n Wild.
What?
What?
Thank you so much.
Oh, Ryan, you're a legend.
You're the best.
Thank
well done.
You.
Yeah.
You earned it, Ryan. You're a really smart, quick-thinking kid, man. You are really, really good. You did an amazing job. You had time to spare at the end of it, mate. Well done. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. If I could go through the screen, I'll hug you right now.
Oh, you're the best. $900.
We do not deserve the children of Australia.
Well, well, well,
we
Brian, you're probably a bit big to hug Grant. You might crush him. So you are 11.
And if you've got someone in your household that you think could tackle Alpha Bucks kids and do as well as Ryan has done, you register online at todayfm.com.au.
Welcome to Today FM Breakfast, Dean Lewis.
Hello, hello.
He's here.
Now, thanks for having me.
There's already like a beautiful bromance blooming. How many times did you and Grant hug in the last minute and a half?
It was about three. Three. It was like
three
a hat trick.
Back-to-back hugs.
Well, that's the rule. Three hugs if you know my brother really well. Do you know what I mean? That's the thing.
I do. Yeah. You're both soundos, and that's where you came from. You worked for the Today Show as a sound operator.
Or is that what happened? You left and it went to crap. Okay. I thought that's what might have happened.
People are blaming Carl, but we know it was really your absence.
That was me. I mean, I was the guy holding the boom pole, and you know, with all the celebrities, they'd come in, and I'd be shaking, my arms shaking, and all that stuff.
Can you imagine the unauthorized audio that you have recorded of the Stefanovic brothers talking when they thought no one was listening?
Yeah. Sadly, back in that day, there was no I couldn't record. It just had to go straight to camera, so it'd all be deleted by now. You know what I mean?
So you weren't in the Uber at the time?
I was. Where was I? I was just in my bedroom writing songs. That sounds really. See, that's a good answer, isn't it?
Very good. You will go far in this landscape. When you were doing that, were you dreaming like, oh, these idiots, one day I'm going to be the one on the stage?
No, you know, I always thought not even trying to be really humble. I think I never really thought it was that good. And I think a lot of artists are like the same. You're like in your room writing songs thinking, why is my voice not like that person? Or, you know, classically it doesn't sound good. Or, you know, am I cut out for this? So I just was kind of doing it in my room as a hobby, not really kind of knowing.
So if you're interviewing like a rock star that's coming to Australia and you're holding the microphone, like did it hurt just a little bit inside going, why have they made it and I haven't at this point?
Yeah, I think it just gave me a good understanding of everything and how everything works and like from the other side. Mm. Like, and you know, because I remember standing there, I've told this story before, but like, you know, you're booming and you're shaking, you've been holding it up for like half an hour for Katy Perry, and then someone will walk in and go, hey, Katy, would you like a water? And you're like there just like shaking. Do you know what I mean? So I've had a few of those, so I kind of appreciate the other side and know what it's like. And
so Dean, you're famously such a nice dude and the music is great. I reckon that's a big part of it because you've seen the behavior of misbehaving music stars. Have you seen that and gone, I will never, when I make it, I'm never going to be like that?
Yeah, I've seen like lots of people who, I guess when you have the power, or they have the power and like, you know, they walk in, they're like the talent and they treat people like not well, like the crew and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've been on the other side of that and I'm kind of like, I guess you go,
that's a great perspective.
It is. Totally.
Like, I just wish Grant would get that perspective.
Yeah.
Because he's such a prick.
It was a pointed question.
Yeah. That happened to me as a kid. I remember I went up to a famous race car driver. But when someone treats you bad when you are little, you make a vow to yourself to never be that in return. Yes. And then you end up enjoying the game and be more in there long term because your work ethic ends up being better. But dude, you were just on Ellen.
Man, crazy.
On Ellen.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. And got the call and was really excited about it. And then the nerves kicked in and it was probably the most nervous I've been when the camera started rolling, because I've been played a bunch of gigs over the last 3 years, but it kind of felt like my first gig when I was like doing the open mic night, you know, that I used to do, you know, and the hands were shaking and stuff. It was actually really like weird to be like, you know, oh God, this feels like my first gig again. It was awesome experience.
Now I, of course, believe you should play Ellen. I'm not surprised. You're incredible. You're amazing. But how'd you get the gig? Like, did Ellen hear it on Spotify and go, Dean Lewis, get him on. Like,
yeah,
that was a horrendous Ellen. I got nothing, Dean.
I love it. My manager just called me and told me. Like, I don't know how it all happens. Like, a lot of these things, I'm very just like, I mean, there's obviously a big team of people working to get these things. But I think Ellen's like as big as it gets, like in America. So I was like, when I got the call, we were just like, I wish I knew how it all happened.
Yeah, was she nice to you?
She was really nice. Like, she's actually, it sounds really cliche, but when she came up on camera, she had this thing where she was like, she makes you feel like you're the only person in the room. Like, is that a bit cliche? Is that a bit wanky to say?
That's how people get into cults.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I would totally follow. But it is sort of a cult. Like the way that people dance when they come in, like they're loving it.
You're right. It's a religion. Ellen is a religion.
Totally. And who would think that the biggest cult leader of American Housewives would be a lesbian? I love it. To me, it is the greatest thing in the world. Ellen is
She's amazing. When you came out, did she, you know, with your long hair and boyish face, did she maybe think you were a lesbian?
Don't listen.
No, I don't know.
Okay, that's not what happened.
What are you going to ask?
We'll leave that one. We'll leave that one. So, okay.
So you do, Ellen. There's 350 million people in America. What? Okay. Where do you go next? What's the next milestone on your dream list?
Oh, man, it's like every day there's something new that's kind of being checked off the list. It was kind of, I guess, going top 40 in America was kind of the end goal, and we're just getting there now with my
song. I'm so happy for you. The songs are awesome. You're a lovely guy. This is a win for the good guys. And you used to be a soundo on the Today Show, mate. You got off that sinking ship, and now you're up there. And we love it.
No, I appreciate it, man. Thank
you. See ya.
Love you.
Seven minutes out now. Grab it, Dean Lewis. Dang. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Good
Thanks, guys. Man.
There is a phone call coming in from Double Bay. Hello?
Yes, hello. It's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. A woman who wants to play the secret sound. Is it too late?
Can we give him a go? I don't know. The rules.
I
don't know if you're giving him a go. Maybe you're giving her a go. Let me hear the secret sound, please. Is it the sound of the Today Show's viewing figures hitting rock bottom?
No,
I think they can still go lower. I understand you're giving away tickets to Wet and Wild. Is that correct?
Yeah, everyone loves Wet and Wild. It's in, Western Sydney.
Yeah, I love Wet.
And it's
I love
really
Wet.
Great
Shut up.
To
I love Wet and Wild. Okay. I have Wet and Wild in my room every night.
Oh, God.
Hey, Grant.
Yes, Gavin.
I don't sleep on sheets. I sleep on a tarpaulin.
Oh,
it's just easier that way.
Okay.
You want to come and use the slip and slide. And I've got a special new swimsuit I want to try out. You know they've got one-piece and two-piece swimsuits,
yes.
Grant?
Yes,
I've got a new no-piece. Zero pieces.
That's frightening.
Okay,
Grant,
is that all for today? Sorry.
I understand you're going to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory on stage, Grant Daniel. Is that true?
Yes, I'm taking my 7-year-old daughter, Sailor, tonight.
Is it true you get free tickets because you're a real-life Oompa Loompa? Zing.
Thank you, Gavin. And everybody that does get on air today does score these free tickets to Wet and Wild.
So we can't give Gavin tickets to Wet and Wild for the safety of the public.
Everybody else, though, they're yours. 13, 10, 60.
Zero-piece swimsuit.
Look, the Today Show getting belted around a bit in the media at the moment. The viewers aren't that well. A man that's obviously spent a lot of time working in breakfast television is Grant Denyer. Going to get your thoughts on what's happening there before the end of the show.
Yeah, happy to talk about that. Also happy to talk about my daughter because I've got a lot of concerns about 3-year-old Scout.
Yeah, we all do, mate.
Should we go through a rap sheet?
Please.
She bit the dog.
Yep.
She pushed a push pop up the dog's pooper.
And then
put it back in her own mouth.
Love it.
She lied to the dentist the other day and said she had a playground fight where another student punched her tooth out.
But she wasn't even missing a tooth.
She has all her teeth. It was just a fabricated lie. Yes.
And also she's been putting the bobby pin. She knows how to pick a lock now. So she comes into the toilet while you're doing a poo.
She picks locks with a bobby pin in my home. So, yeah, we are growing a psychopath, everyone. We are growing a flat-out psychopath. But it's not just me who's got concerns because it turns out Netflix has also made its own character assessment of little Scouty.
What do you mean?
Netflix is now onto it. Listen to the suggestion. You know how Netflix sends you suggestions on things that you might like based
it says,
on
like, Broad City for me and The Queen, which are, my favourite things.
You know what notification came up for Scout's Netflix account on our phone?
Peppa Pig.
No. Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes.
To 3-year-old Scout.
So it already knows the kind of person she's becoming.
She's three.
Ted Bundy killed 30 people in 7 states.
Oh, God. Yeah. Help me, Jesus.
And it thinks that this is appropriate for our little Scouty.
She thought Manhunter was tame. Silence of the Lambs was boring. We're going to get something real.
Ed, you are so right, because I'm now worried. Oh. I've got to monitor her account, because I'm now worried what Netflix might suggest for her next.
Yeah,
it could
be
this toddler-friendly classic from 96.
Hello, Sydney. What's your favourite scary movie?
That's appropriate.
Scream. She'd love that.
Oh, Scouty. What about the original one? You know, the perfect midday movie for after Peppa Pig. Psycho.
Oh, she'd love that.
She'd love that.
She already loves coming into bathrooms unannounced, so she'd love that.
Are you in the shower, Daddy? Or it could be the most heinous, most terrifying, most inappropriate thing before putting a toddler to bed.
Hello, I'm Carl Stefanovic.
No!
No!
Anything but that!
No!
I'll take Ted Bundy.
I'll take Ted Bundy.
Got stuff to do but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
We have failed as parents.
Damn straight.
Parents fail.
Parent fail Friday.
There's wee dripping down the wall.
And it's all over the baby.
Sadly, it's my turn again.
It's already funny.
Hectic story, that one.
Sadly, it's my turn again. Parent fail Friday.
Weed on his child.
Look, we're doing our best. And sadly, we're back in the Cavalli household. And sadly, it's once again when I've been left alone with little Arnold, 16 months old. This happened the other day. And I thought my wife was out. And he'd had his lunch, and I'd had his lunch. I'd given him his lunch, and I was thinking, what a great dad. I'm going to put him in his little bag and put him in his little pajamas and give him his best friend, Bruce, who's a little dog, and he'll go and have a beautiful nap. And when Tiff gets home, the kitchen will be clean, the baby will be asleep, and I'll be dad of the day. I'll be killing it. So I take him upstairs to change his nappy before bed, and uh-oh, he's done a big number two poo in his nappy. And he's one of these children that somehow does a poo that is twice his body weight. So I'm like, oh my God, this is so much. And so I'm trying to take the nappy off without it going everywhere, and he's kicking his legs and doing commando rolls. And I'm like trying to wrangle him with one hand and put the nappy down and like this, and it's going all that. And I finally I get the nappy, clean him up. Get the new nappy, put it on him, put his little pajamas on, and he looks so cute. And I've got to give him a little cuddle and sing Eagle Piggle to him, and he's all cuddly.
Wait, sorry, what's Eagle Piggle?
Good night, Eagle Piggle.
Oh, from In the Night Garden.
Yeah, from In the Night Garden, which is a show where I'm sure the creators are going to get hauled away for drug possession, but at the moment, it is off. So then I put him down, and it is happening. I'm like, he's going to be asleep. Tiff has texted me. She's on her way home. I'm like, parent cloud nine, Grant. You know the feeling when you've absolutely nailed this parenting thing, right?
Yep.
Then I realize, I better grab the pooey nappy so that I can, put the poo in the toilet and then throw away the nappy like a good dad.
Yep.
Grab the pooey nappy, and then as I'm walking out, he goes, Dad? And he's looking at me through the little bars. He's going, oh, he's so cute. I'll give him one last kiss before I go downstairs.
Don't do it, Ed. Don't give him one last kiss.
So I'm tall, so I have to lean all the way over the cot. As I get to the critical point.
No.
I can't really.
I don't want to hear the end of this story. Can we just go to the ads?
Keep going.
I drop the nappy.
In the bed.
On his head.
No! And he's so blonde and so fair that you can't just rub that in and hope that no one notices.
So he thinks it's funny. Oh. Right, so he starts grabbing at it.
No!
And now I'm having a tug of war with a pooey nappy.
Painting, right? Dad? Painting?
Right. And so I finally yank it off him. But, of course, some remnants have been left on the baby's forehead and on the back of the cot, right? And so now I'm like, oh, God, no. And now he thinks it's funny. So he's trying to sit up, and I run over and I grab some more wipes, and I'm trying to clean up his head, but he's wriggling and he's laughing. And then I clean up the pram and the whole thing. And I think, oh, God, okay, I got away with it. I put the thing, okay, I'm looking at him. He's looking a bit, okay, yeah, that's a smudge, but we'll get away with it. All right. So I think I get away with it.
You've never got it. Tiff always knows. Even I know this by now.
I walk downstairs, and Tiff, in the meantime, has come home. And she's got her bag on the bench and like that. And I go, oh, all casual, because there's no nappy man. I'm all coolies. I go, oh, hey, doll, how you going? She's like, where's the baby? I'm like, oh, well, he's asleep. He's all good. And she's like, yeah, how'd you go? I'm like, totally fine. And she looks down and I look down, and we both look at the baby monitor that is sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
And I look at it, and she looks at it, and I look at her and I go, you saw the whole thing, yeah? She goes, yeah, I did.
Oh, no!
You're joking.
I go, which bit? She goes, oh, the worst bit was when you let poo all over the baby's head.
Parenting Fail Fridays once again has not disappointed.
Why is Arnie's eyes now brown? They were blue eyes before.
1060. Have you got a parenting fail to share with us? Every call who gets on air wins Wet and Wild tickets, mm-hmm. double pass. And this is an open time. There's no judgment. It's a time for all of the parents to celebrate the fact that none of us.
We're just doing our best.
You guys, you're doing your best. No one really knows what they're doing.
So you've effectively now done number ones and twos on your child. Yeah.
don't,
in the don't, same week.
Don't focus
same
on that.
Week.
We have failed as parents.
Damn straight.
Parents fail.
Parent fail Friday.
There's wee dripping down the wall.
And it's all over the baby.
I've had two rough trots. Some wee got on him and then some of his own poo got on his head. That's it.
And your wife saw the whole thing on the baby monitor, which is even better.
So let's Parent Fail Friday. Let's all do it together. Di from Silverdale, Parent Fail Friday. What happened?
So I took my son to school for dress up day. He was the cutest Jack Sparrow you've ever seen. We got there and it wasn't dress up day.
Your kid just looked like a dirty pirate for no reason. Amazing. Veronica in Casula. Yeah. What happened? You had a soccer ball? You had your kid in a walker? No. What could go wrong?
Playing passing, thought it'd be fun to pass it along and then decided to collect the soccer ball, went, hit the child in the head and the child went, wee, in the walker down the other end of the cul-de-sac.
Out-of-control stroller. But the baby was fine, obviously, Veronica.
Of course.
Yeah, he's fine.
What a legend. Good idea.
The baby. Shami from Penrith. All right, you had a big night. Then what happened?
I threw up all over my son while changing him. He was like 8 months old at the time.
Shami, some of his own medicine back at him, you know, Shami.
Yeah. If you're hungover and you're smelling a baby's poo, of course you're going to vomit on the baby.
You could have turned your head and like thrown it out the other way, but no, straight on.
I don't feel so bad now because at least I haven't done that. Yeah. You know, I've done everything else.
There's always next
bugger.
Week.
You're
next
lucky
Friday.
You've still got custody, Ed Keverly.
Grant does air keyboard.
Air keyboard?
Which is not very badass at
There's no, name one sexy keyboard player in world music. No one can. No one.
So why are you trying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like I need to get, I give all the instruments
the
a little bit of love.
The Liberace.
So... The Today Show, the Today Show. Stories around yesterday that their figures have hit, open brackets, grok bottom, close brackets, that they've gone under the 200,000 viewer mark each day. Now, Grant, when they made the changes to when the Stefanovic sort of posse was exit stage left, the brother, the sister-in-law, all of them, and Carl himself, you've all got to go, they brought in, was it Deb Knight?
Yep.
And away they went. And I remember we had a discussion that day, the day after they did it, and we remember you saying, look, well, you can reiterate your own point, but your basic point was that they're both news people now. So you've got two news people there, and it's going to be hard for the light and shade.
Because breakfast is ultimately entertainment. People who watch breakfast television, it's part of their lifestyle. It's their habitual viewers. They like to start the day knowing they're about to go to probably a job that they don't like and get paid not enough, and they've got bills and they've got kids.
Yeah.
They like a little bit of sunshine in their life. So entertainment has to be first and then news and everything else.
And there should be some silliness and lightness about it.
Exactly right. Get your day off to the right start. You're right, Ed. There's two newsreaders that are now anchors. Now, newsreaders aren't entertainers. They're not meant to be entertainers. They deliver facts and that's...
Apart from Amy Goggins, our newsreader on the netball
court, who
is very entertaining.
Lovely human.
You've seen, we've all been watching some of it. What do you think of just when you've been seeing it recently?
Look, it's just it doesn't really matter what I say. The viewers have spoken, and to dip below 200,000 is not
sustainable. Would they be panicking? You've done this. You know, when you were on Sunrise, it was going. You know, it was very, very going very well. With that, under 200,000, other networks panic. Is Channel 9 panicking?
You can't continue.
You think
like
you
that.
Can't come? Can they come back?
Because it won't be profitable. Well, the problem is you could try and stick it out, but I think there's so, and it's not their fault. It's not Deb or Georgie's fault at all, or any of the new ensemble. The damage that's done by Carl is so significant that I don't think they can recover from that. See, what we liked about Carl, he was a bit of a rogue, and Australians kind of like a little bit of that. You know, we like a little bit of naughty. We liked him until, because it's a family television show, it didn't look like he was a family man.
You know what they're going to do? I honestly think if they don't, someone else will. They're going to ask you at some point, man. You are the, and I would say this even if I didn't know you, you are the perfect choice for when Koshy disappears into further up where he is, and then, this current iteration, you are the perfect next choice.
How does that make you feel, Grant, hearing that?
You've done the job because you've done this. Would you do it? You do it. Would you do it? You do it.
It's not sort of something I've got a job here with you guys.
Yeah, sorry. The boss has just written in chat, you're not going anywhere, Danielle.
Oh, that's right.
How do you think they can fix this show?
I think there's been too much damage. There's too much tide that's been lost to Sunrise. I think you need to change the ensemble if you've got any chance. And again, they're wonderful broadcasters, but I don't think you can take on Sunrise
I've got a suggestion.
In the current incarnation.
I've got a suggestion.
What?
you bring back Carl, and what people like is regular segments, right?
Yeah.
You bring back Carl, and you let him drink, and then every Wednesday he does New Wife Wednesday. Here she is.
Guys, we are done for another week.
Yay. It was a wonderful week, boys. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always, hanging out with you guys every morning and everyone listening. We love you.
It's bloody tops. Have a great weekend, everybody.
I will. Have fun at Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I'm so excited.
You should be. What are you doing over the weekend, Cav?
Me and Sam from Married at First Sight are going out.
Yeah, cool. Man, besties. Lies, lies, lies. Yeah. Yeah, boobs. Yeah.
God.
That is so blokey. That's right. That's exactly how we sound. Boobs. Yeah.
We're getting the wrap up. Yeah. We're getting the wrap up. Sorry.
Like the show for good? Yeah. All right, guys. It's been fun. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Daniel's off to Breakfast TV. Back. We're out. It's all good.
See you on the Today Show.
The Today FM Breakfast podcast sounds great everywhere you are in Australia. And now you can discover your own backyard for less with the Qantas Australia-wide sale. Book by 11th of Feb at Qantas.com or visit your travel agent. T's and C's apply.